Okay, we are up to the next mitzvah. Mitzvah, Tav Samach Tes, 469. As we continue in Parshas Re'eh, the last couple of mitzvahs we had related to reaction to a tragedy or acting like of the Avodah Zarah. Today we get into a different, totally different world. We start a number of mitzvahs related to Kashrus. Parshas Re'eh is another time, comes up a couple of places. Parshas Shmini, Parshas Re'eh, laws of Kashrus. See here too, the Torah starts off by telling us, Perek Yudalet Pasa Gimel, Lo Sochal Kol To'eva. Do not eat any to'eva. What does to'eva mean? So if you look in the continuation of the psukim, the Torah just lists off, Zosavei Masher Tochelu, you should eat these animals, Shor, Seksavim, Seizim, Oxen, Sheep, Ayel, Tzvi, Yachmor, all the kosher animals, and then the Torah adds, V'chol Behema, Mafreses Parseva, Shosa Shesa, Split Hov, Ma'alas Gera, Ba Behema, Osa Tochelu, and this is what you shouldn't eat. And it quotes the examples, the camel, and the arneves, and the chazir, and then it goes through the fish, then it goes through the birds. Again, the halachas related to inyani kashrus. What does the title pasuk mean, though? Lo tzochal kol to'eva. So one might have thought that just means don't eat anything abominable, meaning anything not kosher is abominable. And that's what we might have assumed. The Ramban on the pasuk says, anything that is not kosher hurts the neshama. Kol ha'ne'esarim nit'avim l'nefesh ha'tahora. V'inyin kol ti'uv sina umius. Right, at least the bad things in our neshama. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for our neshama. He's the doctor of our neshama. And therefore, we know, he says we shouldn't eat this, and therefore, it is off limits. Even though that is true, Chazal learned out something specific from this first pasuk, though, of Lo Sochal Kol To'eva. Says Rashi, Kol She'ti'avti Lecha. Anything that I have made a to'eva for you, we'll get back to that lashon. Kagon, Rashi gives two examples, where both examples, what do they have in common? There was human input in the creation of this Dvar Isser. Kagon, Tsaram Ozen Bechor, K'dei L'shachto B'medina, we know a Bechor is a carbon that we have to give to a Kohen. If a Bechor gets a Mum Kavua, then he becomes chulin, and the Kohen can do whatever he wants with it. Right? That is the specific limited halachas about what is not allowed, but it generally is chulin. It's the only carbon that, after it becomes a balmum, it's automatic. It still doesn't have to be nifta. Most psuliyah magdashim have to be nifta, but here it's a mum. That's it. It's mutter. Mutter l'shtishechted in Medina. So Rashi says that's what's included in this pasuk. If you made a mum, you're not allowed to make a mum. We have that isser. That's mitzvah reish pei zayin. We had that back in Parshas Emor. There's an isser de araisa to make a mum on a karban. Shlo nitin mum bakashim. Klomar shlo nase bebehema shi kedushal mizbeach. Shum chabura. O shum shever shi pasla lakrava. Kol mum lo yihiebo. You shall not give it a mum. And we mentioned that that isser is even al yihiebo. De Grama, the Gemara in Maseches Beitza and elsewhere discusses what happens if I'm a Kohen and I don't want to schlep it up to Yerushalayim. I want to eat it here, so I wanted to get a mum. Right, that's what we say. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that Kohanim are chashudim on putting mum in their animals bechoros. Anyway, so the Gemara says, what if I'm going to put my animal, my bechor, in the field with a bunch of other animals, and I'm just going to put a little cookie on top of its ear? That's an iser d'oraisa, because I know, what's my plan? My plan is when another animal comes over to eat the cookie, it's going to eat some of the ear of the other animal as well. And therefore, that's going to create a mum, but that's aser d'oraisa. Usually grama, we say, is only aser d'rabanan. But by some isurim, which are result-oriented, it is aser d'oraisa. You might even say, amir l'akum, is aser d'oraisa in these circumstances as well, but that is being matal mum b'kachim. But in addition to that is today's iser. Once I was matal mum, if I eat that bal mum, I'm not allowed to. It's an iser d'oraisa. That's Rashi here. Kol mum lo yebo bavli mitkach lo yishchat v'yochal al oso mum. Or Rashi goes, another example, if I cook basar b'chalav, that's something that I was mita'ev, and it is included, besides the isra of eating basar b'chalav, it's also included in this pasuk of Lo Sochal Kol To'eva. Now let's see the Sefer HaChinuch. Even before the Sefer HaChinuch, I'm sorry, what the Chinuch is going to be based on. That's the Rambam. Let's read a Rambam together. We have to know this mitzvah. Halacha L'maisa, Hilchos Psuli HaMakdashim, the 18th parak. Says the Rambam, we'll start with the beginning. We'll read four halachas. Kol HaMachashiv Machshava She'ina Nechona B'Kachim. If somebody has an improper thought, by Kachim. Let's see, a Kohen has a thought about Shalol Lishma, has some type of improper thought, Pigol, Hariza, over below Sase, that is an Issur Daraisa. Right, a Kohen is being mazik, but it is daraisa. Sharei you omer lo yechashev mipi ashmu alamdu shebechlal dinzeh shelo yafsid akachim b'machshava. I am not allowed to cause kachim to be ruined through my thoughts. Shaharei zedome, and this is a key line of the Rambam. This is similar, says the Rambam. If amatil mum sharei zedome lamatil mum kachim. Even though it's not physical, it's a spiritual blemish, but that's still asur. You're not going to get malchus for that, because you don't get malchus for an iser machshava, but it's like matam umbekadshim. And then the Rambam continues, kol karbon, shene'emar shehu pasol, any karbon that's pasol, bein shenifsal b'machshava, bein b'maisa, whether it was pasol b'machshava or b'maisa, bein she'ira lo davar shepaslo, or anything that happened to it that makes it pasol. It was Yotze, it became Tameh, whatever it is. Kola ochel mimenu kezayis b'mezid loke. If I eat from psuli ha-mugdashim, any psul hektish. Even if it's one that, if it got him by itself, I would be able to shecht it and eat it. But if I did it, I can't eat it. Shenemar lo socha kol toeva. Ar pasik, mipi ha-shmu ha-lamdu she'en ha-kazamazir ela ha-psuli ha-mugdashim. That's today's Isser. Eating psuli ha-mugdashim. And if the kachim got a mum before they're redeemed, again, all of this is eating psuli hamakdashim. That is the iser. Says the Sefer HaChinuch now. Shalnochal psuli hamakdashim va'alava zeh psuli hamakdashim. Pirshu zecharim lavracha. The Gemara in Maseches Bechoros. Shu dafka kshenasa anachnu hamum b'mukdashin she psulu al yadenu. The iser daraisa in full is when we cause the mum. There is a Rashi, if you look at Minchas Chinuch on those bays, Rashi in Chulin says maybe even by a non-Jew doing it or a Katan doing it, that might be connected to what we just said. But v'yachar kach, nochal mehen, back to the Chinuch, if afterwards we eat it, az yeh b'achilas alav. So this is daraisa. Ukemochein included in this is also, im yipasla karben b'shum tzad acher zvichaso. But zeh gam ken yishbo lav. If it became pasol, whether we did it or by itself, all of that is included in Lo Sochal Kol To'eva. Interesting, the Netziv says, what do you mean Kol To'eva? Says the Netziv, what's the difference between To'eva and Kol To'eva? We'll talk soon when the Torah uses the Lashon of To'eva. To'eva, the Netziv says in the Hamikdavar, means it's disgusting objectively to everybody. To'eva hi mashet teva enoshi mirachik mitzat shehu adam. It's something abominable to humans. That's what To'eva means. Kol To'eva is meant to include something that's not abominable to humans. Some humans might think it's fine. But Kol To'eva, Hashem is saying for you Jews, you have to have a higher standard. You have to have in your mind more things that are abominable to you. Ava lashon Kol To'eva mashma kol shetiavti lecha. Anything that was mataif to you, to Jews, the nefesh Yisraeli ra'ui l'sa'avo. And the Jewish soul, it's ra'ui that he is metaivit shemargil atzmo lehisrachek mima'achal iser. We have to condition ourselves to distance ourselves from forbidden foods ad shenafsho katzah b'mamish, until our soul really becomes disgusted by it. Right? This is the Netziv's message of kol to'eva. It should become a to'eva to me. Really, this is an issue that is discussed by the Rishonim, and the Rambam quotes it. The Rambam discusses this in Shmona Prakim in Perek Shishi, the sixth Perek, Rambam has eight Prakim as an introduction to Pirkei Avos. So the sixth Perek theory talks about, is this really a goal? That every Avera I should be conditioned not to want to do, like the Netziv says in our Pasuk, Kol To'eva. Says the Rambam, he starts off, well, I think at first it's a machlokas between the philosophers and the rabbis. Because the philosophers say that it's greater to be conditioned to want to do the right thing. Shamoshel benafsho. If somebody has to overcome taiva and squash it and only then fulfill, so that's a lower level. The greatest is if somebody is what the Rambam calls not a moshel b'yitzro, but it's tzadik me'ula, somebody who is perfectly has channeled and conditioned himself that he wants to do the right thing naturally. Says the philosophers, that's a greater level. But says the Rambam, Avala Chassin Me'uleh, the Chazal, if you look in Chazal, they say, no, you have to want it, you could like to do the Avera, but you still have to control yourself. Right? Says the Rambam, "Vakasha chakarnu l'divrei chachamim b'zeh inyan nimsa shahamisavela averos v'nichsaf aleihen hu yoser chashuv yoser shalem if you're a Moshe b'Yisro me'asher lo yisav aleihen v'lo yitzar banachasan ad she'amru until Chazal said shekal asher yihadam yoser chashuv yoser shalem tia tushuka sol averos v'tzaro banachasan yoser gadol." The Gemara even says in Masechta Sukkah, "Kol shegadol imenu yitzro gadlo kol hagadol mechaveru yitzro gadol imenu." Schar Moshe Benafsho Gadolofi Rov Tsaro Bamashlo Lufum Tsara Abra. Says the Rambam, it's a machlokas between the philosophers and the and Chazal. But then the Rambam says, he says, I don't like to say this, the Rambam himself was a philosopher, and even though the Gemara says, right, a person should say, I want to eat Basa B'chalav, I want to wear Shadis, but what can I do? Hashem told me not to. But says the Rambam, you could really make shalom between the two opinions. And that is, it depends which type of avarice we're talking about. A person should want to commit murder and say, oh, I can't because Kadosh Baruch Hu told me not to. Or a person should want to commit all these averis, says the Rambam. There's a difference between sichlios and shimios. When it comes to the sichlios, what we call the logical mitzvos, what we call the mishpatim, those we should condition ourselves to want to do what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. The chukim, the shimios, the ones we just hear and we don't understand it. We're not meant to understand it. So those we do. Moshe b'Yitzro. So both are right. Sha'aros asher heinitz ala philosophim ra'os asher amru mishalo yisavelan yoser chashem and amis avelahem. We agree to that too. Shvichas damim geneva gezela ona'a ripping people off hezek gemilas chasadim kibud avaim. All of those that, of course, you have to condition yourselves for. But the other ones like shatnez and kashrus and all the other ones like that. And interesting, the Rambam puts arayos in this group. He puts it into the chukim. Maybe there's different types of arayos. So that one can be a Moshe ben Yisro and it is fine. But that's what the Sefer Chinuch says here. Not the Sefer Chinuch, the Nitziv. The Nitziv says here, kol to'eva, we should condition ourselves. So it's kind of not like the Rambam, because this is kashrus. Kashrus is really a chok. Right, it's not based on a svara, but says the Nitziv, maybe even here, we should try to condition ourselves to want to do the right thing. Okay, this is Lo Sochal Kol To'eva. Interesting, we mentioned this way back. Last time we discussed this was in the middle of Sefer Vayikra. When does the Torah use the word To'eva, and when does it not use the word To'eva? Here, how is the word To'eva used? Lo Sochal Kol To'eva. The Torah uses the word To'eva 10 different times. But it's used differently. Like in our pasuk, the word To'eva, abomination, is going on the food. The non-kosher food is an abomination. Or we had earlier in Dvarim, in Perek Zayin, Pasach Chaf Hei, Avodah Zarah is called To'eva. P'sile Elohim Tisrafun Be'esh, Lo Sachmot Kezav Azav Alehem, Lo Kata Lecha Pedi Vakishbo, Ki So'avas Hashem Elokecha Hu. It is a To'eva. Most of the time, whenever the word To'eva is used by an Avera, it is talking about the item, or as we just said, Avodah Zarah or Kachas, or it's even talking about the act. If you want to look later on, in Perachav Dalid, in Dvarim, Perachav Dalid, Pasig Dalid, the Torah talks about the Isra of Machzer Grushaso, after the woman was married in between, Ki So'eva Hi Lifnei Hashem. The act of Machzer Grushaso is the Aveira. Or if you look in Vayikra, in Vayikra Zachremos, the act of Mishkav Zachar. The act of Mishkav Zachar is called To'eva. There's only one time that the person is described as a to'eva. And that's in Kisetze, about someone who is dishonest in business. That's the only time, I think. Evan Shlema Vatzedek Yelach, Evan Shlema Vatzedek Yelach, V'chulu, Ki To'avas Hashem Elokecha, Kol Osei Eile, Kol Osei Avel. Right, it's that person is labeled as a metuav if he is involved in these types of activities. But here, we have the word to'eva talking about the non-kosher item, the psulei hamukdashim. Okay, we continue now. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. V'cheino omer b'sifri lo socha kol to'eva psulei hamukdashim kazam adaber psulei hamukdashim, eating them. Skip a couple of lines. V'yod omer zecharnam lavracha sheish b'chlal zehalav az harash olecho pigol v'nosar. Included in this, says the Chinuch, not everybody agrees to this, but the Chinuch includes this in the Isser of Psule Hamakdashin, Pigol, and Nosar. Something that became Pasol. Nosar is not Psule Hamakdashin. That was a good carbon. That's just too late. Or Pigol, it didn't become Pasol by itself. There was an active Mithagel that made a Pigol that I thought about Chutz Lizmano doing a later part of the Avoda. But the Chinuch includes it here. Far Kasafti, Inyan Pasha Sava, I already wrote about them at length earlier. Says the Chinuch Mikol Makom, even though I include all of these others, and maybe even other Macholas Asuros, says the Chinuch, maybe eating everything non-kosher, you have the specific Avera and this Avera. Lo Sochal Kol Toeva. Still, Mikol Makom, says the Chinuch, Eino Nikra Lav Shebeklalos. We should not think that this is called a lav shebeklalos, a lav that is very inclusive of many different averas, which you would not get malchus for. No, you would. If you eat a psuli hamakdashim, you would get malchus. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you wouldn't get malchus for all the periphery yisurim that are also included. If you're warned for this one and not the other one. No. The Isser, the Malkus, only comes, even according to the Chinuch, only on what's Mefurish. What's the first stage of Limudim? And that is Psuli HaMakdashim. Lafishi Karolo Ba Ela Psuli HaMakdashim. Visharo Isurin Yotz In Michlalan. Other Isurim flow out from that. Klomar, Mimasha Hotzi Akasav Asar Azubalash and Klau, Shaomar Kol Toeva. Velo Amar Lo Tocha Psuli HaMakdashim Beferish. Because it didn't say that, so that's why we get to include more. But the real din is Psuli HaMakdashim. Whenever Lav Shebeklalos comes up, it's always good to mention and try to fit it into the specific context, the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. What is and what isn't Lav Shebeklalos? Right, the question that the Rishonim deal with, Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Gimel, and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, is why is it Malechas Yontif Alav Shebeklalos? It says, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, and by Shabbos, the question is not asked, because there's a kris, Isser Skil and Karis. But by Yontif, there's an Isser Malkus. So the Torah says, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, why isn't that Alav Shebeklalos? It includes everything. Plowing and cleaning and killing and all the different Malachas. Why isn't the Isser of Malacha Yontif Alav Shebeklalos? Two different answers given. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah says, well, it's all one shame Isser. In Lumdis, it's all one shame Isser. It's 39 ways to violate Malachas Yontif. It's all one Avera. It's not like what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Lo Socho Al Hadam, you can't eat on the day, Bezek doesn't eat on the day they put somebody to death, and you don't have a Sudas Havra for those people, or you're not allowed to eat from an animal before the animal is totally dead, or you can't eat from an animal before Zrikas Hadam is done, or the Gemara Bracha says, you can't eat before davening. All of those are totally different Isurim from each other, included in Lo Socho Al Hadam. That's a Lav Shebeklalos. Says the Ramban, what's not a Lav Shebeklalos if all the Isurim are one shame Isur? So that is what the Ramban's answer is. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, no, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha is fill in the blank. There is no specific, this is the pshat, and then we add in a lot more. That would be a Lav Shebeklalos, where there's the pasha pshat, and then we have to add in a lot more, so that's a Lav Shebeklalos. But where there is no pshat, and it's just blank, and you have to fill in, what does Malacha mean? So then Tosfos says, that's not a Lav Shebeklalos. Says Tosfos, the Hasam Mefarish Tfei, Dechsev Avoda, Dimishtama Kol Malacha Shi Avoda. You fill in the blank. That is Tosfos. What is Lav Shebeklalos? Where there's one Iker and one not Iker. So the Nafka Mina could be, what about in our case? Is our case Lav Shebeklalos? Well, maybe the Isser is all Psulei HaMakdashin. Maybe the Ramban would say, you know why our Isser is not a Lav Shebeklalos? Because it's all one Shem Isser. All carbonos that became problematic, you're not allowed to eat from. That's why it's not a Lav Shebeklalos. The Sefer HaChinuch, who has to bend over backwards and say, well, no, well, there's one Iker, and one, maybe the Sefer HaChinuch is holding like Baalei HaTosfos, who says, you know why it's not a Lav Shebeklalos? Because there's one main understanding, and everything else is included in. And therefore, the main understanding would not be a Lav Shebeklalos, and you would get Malkus for it. Either way, it's an important Machlokas to be aware of about Lav Shebeklalos. Continuing the Sefer HaChinuch, Kfar Kasafti Kama Pamim, what is the message behind the Isser Psuli HaMakdashim? It's about realizing that Kachim are off limits. They're off limits when they are Kadosh, and they're even off limits after they became Pasul. That will imbue us with a sense of awe of Kachim and Beis HaMikdash. Ki Mishorshi HaMitzvah Shetimnanu Atar Miskar V'Lakodesh Umi Negoa B'Katzeyuhu. Why can't we come close? G'day Laseis Mora'as In Yanama Eila Elibenu Uli Yakram Beinenu, to make them yakar, to make them special in our eyes. Laman yis orer ruchenu v'yehemu rayonenu v'yerach levavenu. So our hearts become soft and our spirits are awakened. It's supposed to uplift us and make us in awe. Every little thing about the Beis HaMikdash, even after it becomes pasul, must be treated with respect. You cannot just partake of them. And the Chinuch ends off, and Oigis or Zeb is Charmen Akevis. This mitzvah applies, of course, to men and women, b'chol makam b'chol zman, always. always, even though we say that you're not allowed to be makdish, you're not supposed to be makdish a carbon today, it could just lead to problems. You have a carbon walking around, but let's say somebody did it. Theoretically, if somebody's makdish a behema, or let's say somebody has an animal that has a bechar, and they didn't create a shutfus with a non-Jew in time, that's what we do, bizvan, is that we try to create a shutfus with a Jew in the parent animal, so that it doesn't achieve kedusha, because once it has kedusha, you know, we're stuck. So if there is a carbon, and one creates a mum in it, and then one eats it, then it is lamaisa. It is lamaisa bizvan hazeh. A lot of these halachas, one has to remember which are lamaisa bizvan hazeh and which are not. Right? We mentioned in the past, a while ago, the beautiful thought of the stipler. The stipler points out the stira in the Rambam. Not a stira, but just the difference in the Rambam. Shchut echutz, the isra of shchut echutz, is an isra daraisa that applies even bizvan hazeh. But if somebody has a carbon today and they shechted outside the base of Mikdash, it's asa daraisa. What happened about matil mum bekachim? The Rambam writes about matil mum bekachim bizman hazeh. There's isur daraisa without malchus. It's not a full isur. The question is, what's the difference between matil mum bekachim and isur is shchut echutz? Explains the Kehilas Yaakov. Well, it depends. Yes, the Rambam holds that makriven karbonas bizman hazeh afal bishein shambayis. The Rambam passes like the sheet of the Tanoim that you could bring karbonas even if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But what is the Isser of Shchut Echutz tali on, and what's the Isser of Matul Mum Bekachim tali on? Shchut Echutz is tali on the possibility of bringing a carbon today. You can bring a carbon today, theoretically. That's why it's Asa Daraisa in full. Matul Mum Bekachim is about the Chiv of bringing the actual carbon today. There's no Chiv today. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. If there's no Chiv, there's only a Kiyam. If we would do it, that's not strong enough for the Isra of Matil Mum Bekachim. So you have to figure out each Kachim halacha, whether it applies today or not. But this one, says the Chinuch, does apply. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, Hashem, we get into the 470s.